How is your prayer life? If you are like most of us, it has seasons and sometimes lacks consistency. Prayer, faith, and holiness are key to reaching your destiny. Join Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sarkodie as he encourages the body of Christ to get closer to God in prayer.
Give the Lord a shout! Your troubles are getting up. Your struggles are over. The financial struggle is over. I speak as a prophet of God that today the snare is broken. Anybody consulting anything for your distressing, they will attract the judgment of God on this mountain.
Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sarkodie is an end-time season firebrand prophet and an evangelist with a unique preaching ministry anchored on prayer. He teaches and prophesies the word of God with signs and wonders.
Everything that belongs to you, may the Lord gather you from the west, gather you from the east, gather you from the south, gather you from the north. May you stay in the center of your way.
And now, the message.
This one is Jesus himself talking. And when something is coming out of Jesus, we'll give it attention. He said that he abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him at all. Jesus Christ is saying that I was there when the devil was created. I created him. After he became Lucy, after he metamorphosed from Lucifer to become the devil, there is no truth in him. And you cannot give what you don't have. So if there is no truth in him, then he can never produce any truth. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. There's no truth in him. When he speak a lie, he speak of his own. In fact, one of the translations, he speak his native language. For instance, a lot of the children that we are raising them now, we normally speak English with them. It's a common thing at a certain generation. So we speak so much English with our children that I never thought they can speak tree because I never speak tree with them. Then I discovered that they know the tree very well, especially my little girl. So sometimes I say something, and he said, one day I saw a speaking tree with a friend at school, and the mother was shocked. He said, hey. And sometimes when we want to say something we don't want them to hear, then we say it in tree. Then one day he told me that, Daddy, who am I? He even said it in tree. Then I remember that is their mother's tongue. And their father's tongue. It's a native language. So you don't need to learn. It's in your blood. Oh, come on here. You don't understand what I'm talking about. They don't need to learn it. It's in their blood. And I saw that all the three of them understand tree. And they speak it. Even though the fact that they don't speak, that show me they don't understand. No. So the Bible said that the devil has a native language. It is his nature. So when you become his father, you automatically lie without sweat. Effortless liars. Now, lie is the highest level of hypocrisy. That is what the Bible punishes to the level of hellfire. For instance, every liar can also be a thief. Oh, give the Lord a clap, prophet. Don't look at me some way. Every liar can be a thief. Anybody that finds it easy to lie, you cannot trust the person not to steal. Said that thieves are people who are going to people's house to go and steal cassava and steal yam and aponchi. Who said that? Who said that? There are intellectual thieves. Hallelujah. And he said what? Huh? When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. He is a liar and the father of what? Of liars. Give me the NIV version. Let me read it for them to hear. They will love it. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of liars. Give me the Message Bible. You are from your father, the devil, and all you want to do is to please him. Because definitely everybody will please their master. Hallelujah. He was a killer from the very start. This one said a murderer. The American English said that a killer. He couldn't stand the truth because there wasn't a shred of truth in him. When he lied, when the lies speaks, he speaks it up out of his lying nature and fills the world with lies. He fills the whole world with what? Lies. Everybody say lies. Come back to King James. I really love the way the NIV puts it. Come to NIV. Now, let me give them another blow. Go to the next verse, verse number 45. They will love it. Yet, because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. So Jesus Christ speak to them and said that the reason why you are resisting me is because I tell the truth. So anytime you are speaking truth and people are fighting you, they are fathers of the devil. They are children of the devil. Are you getting it? Anytime you see the truth and you are still fighting the truth, Satan's nature is in you. If you know that the truth is that you are not supposed to fornicate, and you are doing it, and you are doing it in a way, oh Jesus Christ, I don't want to step out of that place. Let me stay out of that one. And you know you are doing it. Look at what the Bible is saying. And you hear the truth, and you even get angry. The devil has planted his house in you. And let me tell you something. This is the danger. You can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Which means that you can live in the lie until the truth catch up with you. Somebody say you can lie to the people some of the time. And you can lie to the people most of the time. But you cannot lie to the people all the time. So one day the truth will be discovered because you can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. So when you think of telling a girl because you like you want to befriend her and tell her that your father has a house in East Lagos, and he has one in Regimane and one in Trasaco, and you keep telling again, tell again, you know that you live in Ochibompe, so one day it will catch up with you. You know that you have a house in Gbegbe, so one day it will catch up with you. So you better tell the truth from the beginning because you can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. Anybody who is not clapping is a liar. Or attempting to be a liar. Anytime he lies to you and you believe it, you are either dethroned or you lose your inheritance. Do you know that when the Adam and Eve believed, they were chased out of the garden? What did God say? Let me come to where you are. It is possible that sickness you believe is in your body is a lie. It is possible the way you say your wife is a troublesome, cantankerous woman is a lie. Because he whispers. That when Jacob's 11 sons killed it, sold their brother Joseph, they killed one of the sheep and put his blood in the coat of many colors because they pretended they haven't seen their brother. They said, is that not Joseph's dress? Jacob said, yes. He said, we find it with blood. The moment Joseph saw the blood, he said, a beast has devoured my son. It's a lie. But the Bible says he mourned for over 10 years. He even said, I will get to the grave with the sorrow of my son. And whilst he was mourning and sorrowful, The guy was a prime minister. So a lot of you are believing something. Some of you are here. Satan is lying. That is why this program is very crucial. Anytime we are doing program, the people that must listen, the devil cut them off. Satan can pray. When we are studying to come and teach you, he knows. He knows. Because sometimes I can be sharing with my wife what I want to preach and he hears it. Oh, are you going to talk about the lies that people believe? Akosha man said, I don't want her to know. Then he comes. The program is good, but today, because of the traffic, don't go. Now, if you go, Prophet Nana is preaching today, you close very late. apart from that, he might not even prophesy. Oh, okay, let me get out of here. How many of you sincerely have come across such a question? It's a lie of the devil. The problem is not what I'm doing. The problem is that, do you know, I'm paying a lot of price preaching now. What I have done for the past about 2 weeks, now. Sometimes my wife was looking at me and said, sometimes when I look at you, I don't really understand you. But the devil is lying to you. Then he's finding it. They say prophetic meeting. When you came, they are preaching holiness. There's no nothing prophetic. You are going there again. You are wasting your time. This boyfriend that is supporting you, look at the way the man has preached it. I don't touch the man again. What are you going to eat? You see, the other church you go, they don't talk about these things. And you are very peaceful. They go there. He can lie to you. He lied to people to go for Sikedru. I was reading a story today in a book a man of God wrote, something that happened in his church. Somebody killed his mother and he's supposed to bury the mother's head in his bedroom. He did it, and then anytime he want money, he just has to go to the room and mention his mother's name. By the time he opened the door, the room is filled with dollars. But the condition is that every year he must kill somebody to renew the covenant. And he got tired of killing. So he ran to that church. Because the devil has no truth in him. He cannot offer you anything. Listen, there is nothing. If you are sick, let me tell you, those of you who go to some places, because some of you are here. If you are sick of, let's say, typhoid, and you go to Satan and you say he should heal you, fine. The devil will truly heal you. But by the time you leave, he will give you another sickness more powerful than the one you came. Because he can never tell the truth. If you say you want a child and you go and the devil will try to concord to give you a child, you will get the child, but you will regret later for getting that child. Because he will not only give you a child, he will give you a child who is the head, who is the chief of the wizards. I have listened to stories about people who went to some place to get children, and one day one woman was sleeping with his child 2 years and he turned to a python. I want to ask you a question. To stay long and wait till God gives you a child, and to get the one quick that will turn to a python, choose one for yourself. It is possible the devil is lying to you by telling you that you can never make it in life. Because anytime you see him whispering something and keep repeating it, believe the opposite. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. If you heard it, like, you clap better. Everybody lift up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, from today, by the superior blood of Jesus, I refuse to listen to the lies of the devil. Keep your hands up and pray the Holy Ghost for 1 minute and say you refuse to listen to the lie of the devil. Pray. Just pray. 1 minute. Because of what I'm preaching, it can clear it off. Lord, I refuse to listen to the lie of the devil. Any lie he's lying to me now, I refuse to listen to it. I can't hear you. Pray. This is PFC. Pray. In Jesus' name. Tell somebody, the devil tells lies every day. Tell the person every day he tells lies. And tell the person, it's possible that even today he has lied to you. Tell the person, it's possible. He has lied. There are people here today, the devil has lied to them. He can lie to a woman and tell the woman that one man is not sufficient for him, for her. He can tell a lie. No, the woman will believe in that. He can lie to a man and tell him that having just one wife is not a good thing. Nobody eats one rice all his life. You must get a balanced diet. Women are not diets. I will say that again to all the men that are not saying. I say, women are not diet. A woman is not a peprensa and benku and fertility. A woman is not berika crow. A woman is a man who has a womb. So the word woman is simply womb man. Let me also deal with the woman some more. I heard a man of God say something very strong before I deal with you. He said the major need of a male is sex. The number one major need of a male, not a man. The number one major need of a man is God. Every man needs God. Because a man is a spirit. A male is a human being. I'll find one afternoon and do a singles meeting, and then I'll teach you some things about that. I'll do a marriage conference in one of the afternoon. So if you don't understand, man doesn't need a woman. Man needs God, but man needs a woman. So God didn't create man. Male and female created he them. But let us make man in our image, and God doesn't have a flesh. So he created a spiritual man because he created a natural man. Let us make man in our image, and God is a spirit. So man is a spirit, but male is flesh. Oh, come on here. Give that. I'll get out of your way. This is knowledge. So number one need of a male is sex. And he needs it every time and every hour. That is why number one need of a female is not sex. Male needs sex so much they don't have a cycle. A woman has a break. He can go for break. The cycle is his break, but male doesn't have a cycle. Now listen, every man sitting here, every male here, has about 6 billion sperms in there. So God created men to deliver. I'll get out of that. I'm giving you appetizer for this. Is it very deep? Wednesday, tomorrow afternoon, I'm doing a conference for singles and young people who want to marry. I just feel like I have to put some knowledge in me. I had a revelation. In a revelation, I was going from house to house. And when I went there, women were packing out of the house. And I asked why. He said, the husband is disturbing me with sex. And the Lord began to give me this message. So when you see your husband keep coming to you and you are binding him that he has a demon. And you bring it to your pastor has the same demon. So when people come to me and they talk to me about their husband disturbing them with sex, I tell them, if you resist that, you lose your marriage. It is not the man. It is a nature in him. So one of the difficulties for every woman who wants to marry is that you must get ready for that. Listen, it is a fact. Even when you are not ready, he is always ready. He is ready at every time, at every hour, at every second. Yes. And a lot of the men here don't even know about that. When you get anointed, it doesn't kill it. It rather complicates it. Do you know pastors like sex more than congregation members? Because when anointing comes upon you, do all kinds of things extraordinary. And the more anointed you are, okay, let me get out of that. This is becoming something. Mm-hmm. You know the reason why you are excusing yourself? Oh, what is he talking about? You see, even when you hear the truth and you feel uncomfortable, Satan is inside you. We have to begin to do deliverance meetings because I'm teaching you the truth. This thing I just told you is the major cause of a lot of divorce. No, the rest of the things like we don't get along is just the symptoms. It's not the cause. You can deal with the symptoms and you have not dealt with the root of the problem. That's what it is. It's major. 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 By the way, you are quiet. Most of you are fasting and trying to get a solution to things that doesn't need prayer. Talk to me. Talk to me. Somebody should come and talk to me. Go and wake all those in the dormitory. Bring them. Let them talk to me. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Oh, that's it. A lot of women don't know this. I will deal with it on Wednesday. I just give you 1% and besides, I'll go deeper. Amen. So at least before the crowd comes, you have got something. Because lying is an instrument of hypocrisy. Lying is an instrument for hypocrisy. You cannot trust. Very quiet on me today. Listen, I hear what you don't hear. I hear what you don't hear. When people come to me to tell their problems and all that. That is why sometimes when people come and try to ask me for counsel, I don't give them attention. Most people come to me and say, pray for me, and I don't pray for them because what they're asking for doesn't need prayer. You don't pray for a woman who has to give his husband sex and one prayer that the man's sexual appetite should be killed. Not even God can kill it. It is statistically proven that we courted better than we married. When people are boyfriend, girlfriend, they lead a better life than when they get married. That is why some of you can marry and still mix your former boyfriend. You pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. It's very easy. You can get to a man that doesn't do some things and you can easily remember the old fire stick. And daddy doesn't know these terms. Okay. Nobody jumped to become born again. What are we talking about? 10 truths the devil doesn't want you to know. That's the foundation and the opening session for this program. I put the 2 days on it for special people. At least before it take off Wednesday, then you warm up. You know the devil can lie to you and give you a bad image about yourself. He gives you a bad image about yourself. Just walking around. So you are coming to stay in the Port City, you are fasting, you are praying, but you have a bad image. Now listen, fasting doesn't change your bad image about yourself. It is easy for God to forgive you, but one of the difficulties we are facing is we forgiving ourselves. And that one, God is not in control. So God can forgive you something you did in the past, but you are still holding yourself. And once you are not forgiving yourself, you have given the devil an ammunition to deal with you. People who forgive themselves, they speak like they've never done it. I'll give you an example in the Bible. Didn't you know Peter denied Jesus 3 times? Look at his sermon in the day of Pentecost. You that denied the Son of God. The guy has forgiven himself. Oh, give the Lord a clap of and I'm teaching. The fact that you don't want to talk about that matter means you have not forgiven yourself. Anytime you hear the matter and then you don't want to hear about it, it means that you are still in bondage about that thing. You are not free. Once you get free, you can talk about it as if it never happens. I saw a woman who was forgiving herself. There are people there who have killed people. And the people they killed were not born again. They went to hell. But the people that committed murder later became born again. They're in heaven. I'm teaching. Hallelujah. If you want to know God's intention for everything, go to the book of beginnings. Do you know that the families are more important to God than the church? Families are more important to God than the church. So the priority of life is not God first, church second, and no. It's God first, family second. Hallelujah. In the book of beginning, God didn't start a church, he started a family. When Adam and Eve committed the treason and the family failed, he restored the family through the systems of the church. Now watch this. So, God, the families are more important to God than the church. Number two, if in case you were a theologian, let me go deeper. It is the families that makes the church. So the state of the family will determine the state of the church. If you have strong families, you have strong churches. If you have, if you have weak family. Now, this is what we have neglected in our generation. We are running church, and we have forgotten about the family. And we have certain pictures that are so bad that we follow. A lot of people are living their Christian life, not the standard of Christ, but the standard of their pastor. And most of the people that you follow and you trust so much, they have cobwebs in their dresses. Everybody say families. And so we have opened the door for the devil to attack the families. I don't think that when you come and see people walking at church, around church, they are wearing the same dress, they are happy. It's hypocrisy. Husband and wife wearing the same about that they are walking, and then you are single one. I wish one day meet you and my wife. You can easily go and buy some and wear it. It's not a difficulty. No. Wearing the same dress is not the sign that you are living in peace. That is why we have to give you a lot of knowledge. It is written in your Bible that dwell with your wife according to knowledge. So you must have a knowledge about who a woman is. There are so many things you can learn in the book of Genesis that you don't want to read and learn. So many things you can learn there. Very interesting. For instance, God created a man to work. He created a woman to enjoy. It's in the Bible. The commandment was out there, till the ground and work. He didn't tell that to Eve. In fact, before even he created Eve, he made sure that everything in the garden was in order. If a woman came to a state of an orderly place and caused a problem, what about if you put her in Wahala? If the garden was in that orderly and Adam, Eve came there and still could cause a problem, what about if you put a woman? So you see, Africa has 10 women to be men. This is track. Most of us were raised by our mothers. For instance, do you know the number one, how do I put it? In West Africa, Ghana is number one. Who has a lot of single mothers? Which means that in West Africa, the statistics show that Ghana is the number one country that a lot of Children were raised by their mother. Ghana, number one, Ghana. Ivory Coast, no. Togo, no. Yadema, okay. Buhari, okay. This one. I'm a victim. I was raised by my mom. Four boys. It's a miracle I'm preaching. Because sometimes in raising one boy and two girls, I discovered that a man must raise a man. So when I now come, that's something the mother is coming. I say, no, 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 you don't handle this thing this way. I understand it. Just leave him. It's not every time. Because the way he does it, eh? So sometimes he tells you, say, mommy, this thing, if daddy, daddy will not shout like that, but you everything. So if you are raised by your mother and you grow to become something, God's favor is on you. Because there are things in a man that only a man can teach you. I'm helping you. Tell somebody, Satan will stop lying to you. Tell the person, Satan will stop lying to you. You can be fasting and get offended. And lose all the benefit of the fasting. You can be fasting and be fighting out there. You can be fasting, if you don't stay here, the devil will turn to a trotter mate and fight you on five persons. And by the time you collect the persons, you come back here, but you are depressed. And the same Satan, when you come and you are worshiping and you lift your hand and you are worshiping, he says, stop it. Are you not the one insulting the mate runner who told you that you were a Christian? He's called the accuser of the brethren. And truth that the devil does not want you to know. I've stayed with the lies for a very long time, isn't it? You want more? Hallelujah. Number two, he doesn't want you to know the supremacy of God's power over him. The devil does not want you to know the supremacy, everybody say supremacy, of God's power over the devil. God is supreme. He doesn't want you to know that. The devil doesn't want you to know that God carries so much power over the devil. I'm telling you, the creation can never be powerful than the creator. And they don't stand in the same competition. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? Wow, this is powerful. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the heaven, Jesus is called the Word of God. He says the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. So when you go to heaven, Jesus is called what? The Word of God. Remember, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was what? God. Good teaching, isn't it? Now, there's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. He said that, remember, the devil doesn't want you to know the supremacy of God's power over the devil's power or over him. He doesn't want to know the supremacy of God's power over the devil's power. I didn't say God is a consuming fire. Give me verse number 23. I preached that on Friday, not today. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, you have come to, when we read 22, but the 23 said, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven, and to God the judge of all. God is the judge of what? All. And to the spirit of just men made what? Perfect. God is the judge of what? All. So God sits in his judgment throne and he can judge everybody, including the devil. He's supreme. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. Somebody asked me a question in America. If the devil is not omnipresent, why is problem happening? I said, no, he's not omnipresent. He uses agents. So when Satan was falling from heaven, he fell with one third of the angels. Are we together? One third. So let's assume the angels in heaven are 90. About how many? 30 follow the devil. And he has them all over. So they can cause a harm here and cause a harm here. But it's not like God who is everywhere at the same time. Amen. Elevation 2016. Warming up. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil doesn't want you to know that. There are some things that are silent facts. Satan doesn't want you to discover those things. If the devil is a liar, then he doesn't want you to know the truth. Because when you discover the truth, he's in trouble. There are some things that the day you discover the truth, you're automatically free. Jesus even said that when you know the truth has power to set you free. It will make you free. Nobody have to lay hands on you. Nobody have to anoint you with a jungle gas oil. Just the truth, because truth is reflective. So once you discover the truth, the devil will leave your territory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday I was preaching Pastor Bob Church. I preached a simple message on Sunday. I don't know why it's simple. He said that people have bought the tape so much, I'm surprised. I preached something about the anointing. Is that right? Yeah. And he said that the message, because they discovered the truth. I showed them something. When you discover the truth, it sets you free. When you discover the truth about the fact that leading a single life in holiness is a blessing, it will set you free from your caricature boyfriend. You'll be free. No, you'll be free. There are some of you, there are some ladies coming here. When we come to another crowd here, people come to church. You can be in church and you are not free. It is the truth that sets you free. It is not the church you attend. Maybe tomorrow I will let Prophet Benedict King preach. You will enjoy it. Hallelujah. My son will come out for 15 years. So, Mrs. Anguasisa. I've prophesied. The Lord told me, why are people not changing? He said they are receiving the prophetic word, but they don't know the truth. Man, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't know the truth. And if you don't, if the truth sets you free, then the lies keeps you in bondage. That's a good one. Some people are sitting in church, but they are in bondage because they have a wife and a girlfriend. And you don't, listen, truth does not come based on what church you attend. In fact, the church doesn't even give you visa to go to heaven. It is knowing Christ that put your name in the book of life, not which church you attended. Most of the church that people go, even the pastor himself is not saved. Oh, you sit down and look at my face. Don't you hear your Bible say, many will come and say, we cast demon in your name and say, I don't know you not. It means that you don't even need salvation to work miracles. Apostle, you are the only one who heard it. The people came in heaven time and said, Jesus, we cast out demons in your name. He said, I don't know you. And the visa to go to heaven is except a man be born again. They were casting demons, but they were not saved. So you don't even need salvation to cast out demons. Demons are so cheap that every sinner can cast them. Now, if you don't know, let me go back to theology. All the disciples that followed Jesus, they were not born again. None of them were saved. They followed Jesus for 3 years without salvation. They were just living on authority of Jesus, the words that come out of his mouth. Why? Because at that time, the price for salvation has not been paid. And you don't carry any television from game if they have not paid for it. That is why sometimes when you come here like this, a beginner, slow down and I give you the word of God. Everything in the shop has a price tag on it. And you can't carry without paying the price. That is why the devil cannot torment you, because the price for your healing has been paid for. The reason why you are still sick is that you don't believe. Oh, when you are immature Christian, oh, you. Oh, can I say this, Apostle? Can I say it? Can I say it, sister? When you are immature Christian, you look for healing. When you grow, you take your healing. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. Because this thing belongs to me. By his stripes, he were healed. That is why the Bible always puts your healing in past tense. Your healing didn't come when the sickness left you. Your healing took place 2,000 years ago. It only manifests. The truth. He doesn't want you to know the truth. Somebody say, amen. Number three, maybe the last one for today. We have to close by now. He doesn't want you to know the knowledge of the source of your problem. He doesn't want you to have the knowledge of, everybody has a problem. But one of the first steps of deliverance is that you must have the knowledge of the source of the problem. But Satan doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to have the knowledge of the source of your problem. Hallelujah. So you can be having this problem. Have you ever gone to hospital, you are sick of malaria, and they diagnose you of stomach, running stomach? What do you do when they give wrong diagnosis about your sickness? Because the cure can only come after the thing has been diagnosed. So the diagnosis is a process of saying that this thing that is happening to you is a malaria parasite. But the doctors cannot say, and they say that just, you need paracetamol. Instead of atesolate amodiaquine, they are giving you paracetamol. So when you don't have knowledge about the source of your problem, the problem continues. Then truth, the devil doesn't want you to know. He doesn't want you to know the source of your problem. Hallelujah. He doesn't want you to know the source of your problem. Sometimes he can be giving you a lie. Now watch this. This is a true story. They said there was a young guy who has a saw in his hand. Saw. And those days, his grandmother who was dressing the saw. You know, those days when you get cut, they put hot water and all kinds of things. The grandmother couldn't see well. So instead of the guy giving him the saw blade, he gave him another leg. And when the grandmother put the teeth, the guy said, "Ah, mama." But it was the wrong one. Until the soul developed, they had to amputate his leg. It's a very good parable for your condition. Some of you have a soul, but you are presenting something different to God. So for Haman, and this one is developing. When you are living in sin, tell God you are sinning. Simple. Just come to God and tell God that what is happening. When you need forgiveness, don't try to fast. You can regret and not repent. The clapping is coming down. Seriously. What is regretting? You go and sleep with your boyfriend. You come and listen to my holiness message. You come to one night and cry. I don't even know why I did this. And then you come to Otako and cry. Saturday after church, you are in a boy's room. So you regretted, but you have not repented. Because repentance makes you take a U-turn. The direction you are going, you change it. I can't continue this way. Because doing the same thing, expecting a different result is insanity. Oh, let them shout and get themselves released a little bit. I'm teaching the word of God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Now, this one, under this particular point, I want to give you a lot of it because of what I'm saying. Satan doesn't want you to have knowledge of the source of your problem. And the problem could emanate from the following. The problem you have that the Satan doesn't want you to know the source could emanate from the fourth, number one, sin. Everybody says sin. It means that one of the sources of a problem could be what? Sin. What cut man from God is sin? When Adam and Eve were sin, they were excommunicated from the garden. So sin cut you from God. The Bible says anyone who is born of God sinneth not. Because that nature is not in him. So when you start living in sin and enjoying the sin, another nature has come to you. It is not possible for you to be born again, commit adultery, and be comfortable. No, if the nature of God is still in you, you should be uncomfortable until a certain point, because nobody can let you feel bad like God. And God helps you to feel bad so that you don't keep repeating past mistakes. Oh, I'm preaching good. Don't stop me. Hallelujah. It's not possible. It's not possible. If anyone is in Christ, a new creature, it's not possible to be born again, sitting in a church like this, and then be having a boyfriend, sleeping with her. Sin opens you up to spiritual attack. Sin. It opens you up to what? Spiritual attack. Satan can never attack you unless he sees sin in you. That is why you have to avoid it. And when you sin, immediately you must confess it. Every sin that is not confessed and bring under the blood is hanging around your neck. Oh, Lord, they are getting quiet. This is not my sons and daughters. I know them to be very loud people. Say amen. Amen. If your problem is not sin, it can be demonic spirit. I want to ask a question here. Can a Christian have a demon? Can a Christian have a demon in them? How many of you say no? That a Christian cannot have a demon. And Pastor Abel to believe, how many of you believe that? So what is the essence of deliverance? All the people we deliver them, they are not born again? No, it's not true. Can a Christian have a demon? I didn't say can a Christian be possessed. Now let me draw the line here. Knowledge is too high for the ignorant, so wisdom is too high for the fool. Listen to this one. The tripartite nature of a man. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, the soul and the spirit lives in the body. When you get born again, it's only your spirit that gets saved. Nobody get born again as a dark and became fair. No. Hallelujah. Satan may not have access into your spirit, but he has access into your body. Anywhere sin can go, demons can go there. So a Christian cannot be possessed by demons. But you can have a demon. You can be born again and have a lust demon. You can be born again and have a lying spirit. You can be born again and have a demon operating in your life. And if you don't believe that, Satan has deceived you. You cannot be possessed. Possessing is, the word possess connotes ownership. So a Christian cannot be possessed by a demon. But you can be. Because can a Christian commit fornication? If that, the Christian can have a demon. Because fornication is a sin. Anywhere sin can go, demons can go there. Because demons feed on sin. Ooh, give the Lord a clap and shout a little bit, you'll be free. You cannot be possessed. But because you sin, and once you sin, a demon can come to you. The only things are easy to cast it out. Can I show you something? I did a survey something. Do you know it's easy to cast a demon out of any man than a man? One of my dogs was making behaving some way. One day, lost his anointing and cast the spirit out of him. When the spirit left the man at Gadara, they enter into pigs. So spirit can enter into animals. That is why somebody can be a human being and turn into snake. That's why people can turn into bird. That's why people can do that. Are you getting the point now? Now watch this. The reason why it's easy to cast a demon out of an animal is that animals don't see. Can you accuse your sheep for sinning? No. Animals doesn't have fallen nature. Don't. A snake is not even a bad animal. Just that the devil took his form to sin. Because man cannot talk to spirit, but man can talk to what he can see. So for the snake to talk to Eve, and even the snake originally was not crawling his belly. The snake might be a four-footed animal. It is a curse because God said, from today, on your belly shall that go. Jesus, before, he was not going on his belly. Wow. You have the same Bible. Are you getting what I'm talking about now? That is why when the demons enter into the pigs, they went straight into the water and then they drowned. Nobody knows what happened to them. When the thing the demon is occupying dies, the demon have to leave. So a dead body cannot have a demon. So a Christian cannot be possessed, but a Christian, by the time you get to possessing, you are operating in a witchcraft. Yes. Yes. It means that the devil is in charge of your spirit, your soul, and your body. You, now for instance, let me put this. Having termite in your bedroom, that's when you have termite in you. Having theft
tefre in your kitchen does not mean you are tefre in you. So having demons in your body does not mean you have demons in your spirit, which is the real you. What do you do when you see a termite in your hall? You either sweep them or you cast them out. So when a demon comes to your body, we can. Oh, it's going to be nice this week. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. So if a Christian becomes a careless Christian, demons can enter there. And I'm using the word careless. And sometimes, based on your past before you became born again, you might need deliverance. The name is Gumu. You can have one sex and pick 70 demons. There are some scriptures that are very frightening. Is anybody that sleeps with a prostitute is one with a prostitute? Do you understand that? Let's say a prostitute has slept with 70 men and you were a virgin. Once you sleep with her, you should have slept with 70 men. Because whatever is in that person enters you. Sex is only secure when it's in the context of the marriage covenant. Any sexual act outside the marriage covenant is dangerous. God only protects people in sex when they are doing it in the context of the marriage covenant. The Father, you are quiet like this. There is no guarantee for any, there is no guarantee of divine protection for anybody having sexual act outside the marriage covenant. It's not in the Bible. There's no guarantee. God only protects people in that outside the marriage covenant. When they are within the context of the marriage covenant. So sex is reserved for married people. If you are not married, you are not qualified to have it. If somebody is rock clapping, watch them some way and check them very well. Can I go a little deeper? And if you are married, you stay with that person alone and have sex with the person alone. Period. But why are you talking about this thing? Because it's one of the trusted weapons of the devil. Apostle Paul says, every sin a man commits is outside his body. But fornication, you sin against your body. For anybody living in this, in the sexual sin, you hate yourself. Your problem might either be sin or demonic spirit. And when there's a demon, you will need what? Deliverance. Somebody say deliverance. It can also be self-inflicted problems or self-imposed problem. It means that not any demon, you allow the thing to come. Self-inflicted problem. Do you know some of your greatest enemy is yourself? The things you do, God keep warning you, but you are doing it. The problem can also be a curse. And every curse has a cause. A curse causeless shall come. So there is no curse without a cause. Something caused the curse to come. May you see the source of your problem. The problem can be what? Self-imposed or inflicted problem. It can be a curse. You want more? Mm-hmm. The curses can be in different dimensions. Can be generational. Can be self-imposed. A generational curse is what your great-grandfather or somebody did that you are inheriting. A self-imposed curse is what you yourself did. You remember the story of the girl we lose at Baden Power? They were boyfriend, girlfriends. They got into high dimension of lust and then they cut their blood. You remember that story? Yeah. And they put their blood and they say, we are made for each other. We are going to get married. And then they finished making confession. When it was rain, they said the rain should be their witness. And it couldn't work. Because once it is based on lust, it don't work. It's not based on the truth. It's a demonic. So who lied to them? The devil. Oh, you can leave one another, so cut your blood. There is no way the Bible says you should cut your blood to love somebody. You should love Jesus to love another person. Oh, somebody hear what I said. Hallelujah. No, no, no. No. I told my wife something many years ago. I said, your security of enjoying my love is to know the level of my love for God.
That's true.
As long as you see this guy keep loving God, your love is secure. No, not the way this man preach. You can be a preacher and not be a lover. Not the way the person is serving the protocol in the choir. No. So I told my wife, I said, now don't mess it by my preaching or prophecy. Mess it by my love for God. Because Jesus said that if you love the Lord your God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, then you can love your neighbor as yourself. Now watch this. You can't do that. So that is why, let me tell you, that is why you can't measure the level of the way the guy loves you because he gives you money. And I want to tell you something. In Kosi, people hide their nature. Tomorrow, you'll hear more about that. Yeah. Said, those of you who know me, those who have married fresh, never start here for dating. Now they're about courtship. Now they're about marriage. And I'll give you the first experience of first year in marriage, second year in marriage. If you cross 5 years, you can survive. Yeah. Now, listen. You cross 5 years maintaining certain principles. Because sometimes it can take you 10 years to know the person you have married. Yeah. No. So it's not. You can't even marry somebody because he comes to church. Check the level of their love for God. So then tomorrow I'll give you the symptoms of somebody's love for God. When we say somebody love God, what are the things you must see to prove that this person loves God? It doesn't mean he sings in a choir. It's not one of them. One of them is not because he's a pastor. I really want to marry a pastor, and I really want to marry a pastor like daddy. You have mixed it. You can marry in church and marry the devil. And marry deputy devil straight. It's very common. Very common. One of the requirements is because the person is a pastor or he's a prophet or he's a teacher. I have seen prophets who sleep with people's wives. Common. Some of them has walked to me to make confession. Like a Catholic father, they come to make a confession. Somebody say, amen. We have to tell them the truth. It's true. Hallelujah. It is not. I mean, don't fool around. We understand the Bible so much. I don't know too much, but a little to protect myself, I've studied it. David said, the only reason I cannot sin is that I've hid the word in my heart. So when he was sleeping with Bathsheba, where was the word? The word you have tomorrow cannot guarantee your success today. It must be a... Didn't the guy wrote that, thy word have I hid in my heart, I might not sin against you. So when he was sleeping with Bathsheba, where was that word? He had that word that time. But by the time he came to the temptation of Bathsheba, the word has left. That is why I told you that we are safe. We are being safe and we shall be safe. So it's not one safe, forever safe. What a foundation of teaching. Are you enjoying God's word? Do something now, bonfire. You know what you are doing. Today I'm teaching you the principles that will carry you. Because a lot of anointing will flow from tomorrow. No, I'm telling you, tomorrow I'm going to step into the power level. Today, let me lay foundation. So that you can be one of those problems, come to the problem. If you have a sin, confess it. If you are living wrong, stop it. If you are sleeping with somebody you have not married to, repent. Repent. If you have a wife and a girlfriend, you don't need a farm and a garden. Destroy the garden and keep the farm. Somebody say, hey, you don't need it. You don't need it. God doesn't. Listen. There is nobody in the Bible who practices polygamy who is sound. Nobody. The way you see the power of women,
God didn't give you the power to handle two. Women are too powerful. It's like articulator. You are driving 1 year, 1 year. You can't handle it. You have two articulators, so you are sitting. Articulator, no bonus, no crowd wasting, no crowd wasting. Drive it and let's see. It's not possible. Women are too powerful to handle two. It's too powerful. The power in a woman, you can't handle it. Is that you lack knowledge, so you don't know. Listen. Some things has power, they don't announce themselves. It took the grace of God. One of the electrical guys, he climbed a pole. Some of you heard it. He was shouting on the pole. Eh? He heard a live wire. Now, watch this. Do you know the mistake they did? They were stretching the lines here. There is a long boat that connects one wire from here at the back. They lose every electrical, the high tension lines, they have this small round thing. So they lose it. So the power was resting on the metal. They did it. And he forgot it because the thing is hanging on that thing. If you want to touch the metal, it will not shock you. It is like this particular wire here, you see. Watch this. Have you seen this monitor wire? Eh? If I hold it, it doesn't mean there's no power inside. Just that it's insulated. So the insulation around it doesn't make me contact the raw power. But if I take a knife and I begin to cut, the power will travel through the knife. So the fact that a woman says that somebody has no power, plug yourself there and see where the power comes from. Oh, are you getting what I'm talking about? That is the picture. When the guy, you see, the boys always climbed the pole with a big rope. I didn't know why they were having those ropes. I used to see it, but I said, so when you hold the tails coming, they are not there. Anytime they climb, but one person must be at the gun. The guy heard the pole and pulled him down. So I asked them that, what will happen? They say, if he stay there 5 minutes, he will become black. Because they say, once you contact life force, I start drawing your blood. So when you sleep with a woman that is not your wife, he start. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Let me close the meeting. And somebody shouting and begin to release now. The power of a woman. Power. Power. To me, I won't bear no. And find the aggro. I will teach you the power of a woman on Wednesday. Because it's not enough to have electricity. You must know. You must have knowledge. One day I saw my little boy. He was having some small pee and was putting it on an electrical hook. I said, Nana. And then the thing shook him. I said, good. It's good for the shock. He came, Then I told him, I said, then I began to teach him some things about electricity. I said, when you put something on the top, he saw me do that because I used to go and plug him when he's too pee. I put something on the top, sometimes matches stick, and I plug it. So I don't know why he was doing it. But he just have seen his father putting pee. But he put the pee on the wrong hole. So, oh, somebody catch what I said. You can go to the hole, but finally make sure that it's not a live wire to shock you and kill you.
What a shock.
And all the women who are sitting making their face away, they know what I'm talking about.
What a shock. What a shock.
So, listen. The anointed Samson was blocking a power. But Delilah was a live wire. Hey, can I preach this in the way I feel like preaching?
Preacher.
The anointed David plugged into Bathsheba. It was a live wire.
Live wire.
If you are not plugging to your wife, you are in the wrong line. You will pay electricity bill. Okay, I'll get out of that. I have to preach you this thing to get it. It is going to get worse as the generation goes by. Last, immorality is going to be a weapon in the hands of the devil. The Bible said, by it, kings has been slain. Kings. Kings. I am for a tooth of him. People sitting in a throne has become puppets. Samson, the anointed man, is now grinding pepper. With his eyes out. One sex can remove your eyes. Minimi atu kabos.
Let the atmosphere be sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Ha! 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 In a great house, there are not only servers of there are not only vessels of clay, but also of wood, and also of what? Huh? Of silver. It says some to honor and some to dishonor. But if anyone want to be a vessel of honor, he shall sanctify and purge himself, and become useful for the master. So you don't become useful for the master living a careless life. If any man purge himself from death, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Are you a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor? It's a choice. That this thing that has been plugged here, we are paying electricity bill. It reading, the meter is reading. If you like, this time you don't see, but the other side is we should have a meter that goes like this. What do you mean? Prog iron, most of the meter. No, two yabos and uncle say slow. So it depends on who you are plugging to.
Ah.
The meter is reading. If you are a man, clap for Jesus. And the man that is not clapping is a woman. Once you plug. Now, so. Apostle, I told them that marriage is the only school that they give you the certificate before you start. And to quote your diary now, it's a lifetime electricity bill. Wait here. You are too very prepaid. I went to see my father-in-law prepaid. They give you a list. We have been doing construction, so we understand. They say give us invoice. So that is invoice for a lifetime. New child, red wire, 1,000 Ghana cedis. Socket, 2,000. 4 mm, 5,000. What about the marriage? 6 pieces of clothes. 2 appetition. 3. Sometimes when I went, I told them I would do everything in money. Until about then, I know where is Canaba. 7 sewing machine. Suitcase. They say suitcase. So that is it. You present it. Then they give you the daughter. You have fulfilled the side of the family. Then you go to the state in case your church is not registered. And you go and sign AMA that I want to marry this woman. I've gone to finish with his family. Because even the AMA, they will demand a proof of your engagement. Then you come to church for God's blessing. Heaven secures it. Then you have prepaid your electricity bill. And that prepared there is a lifetime electricity bill. Now, when you do illegal connection and you are arrested, forever, oh Lord, thy word is set in heaven. I remember you. I have you done illegal connection in your house. Not here. And let me tell you, it doesn't affect the woman. It affects them somewhere spiritually, but you, the man. But how? Because socket in the baby. When the socket alone is there, no meter is ready. It is you that has gone to buy a heater. That is why even prostitutes charge. Nehemiah Bible. Nehemiah Bible. Do you want to serve God and have peace? Sure. About now, tell me, when I hear you say, "Muna, oh, this girl,
10 years ago, so now the woman is anti-so, so you won't sew. Now watch this. Iron drop. That's what depends. You say so. And one, it can blind your eyes. There are all kinds of things going on in church. Somebody be careful, oh. Say yourself, say, be careful, oh. You're talking about 10 lies, 10 truths the devil doesn't want you to know. 10 truths. It's possible that your problem emanates from what? What's the first one? It emanates from what? Sin. After that is what? Demonic spirit. After that is what? Self-inflicted problem. It can be accidental problems. Another one is inherited problems. I'm still in number three, oh. These were subsessions under number three. Spiritual carelessness. Have you seen any time we do a program and start with holiness, the program becomes something else by the end? Huh? You are not saying amen. We don't want it. Have you noticed that? Evil covenants. Evil what? Possession of curses and abominable things. What is in your house? Write this one as point four. And then we'll talk about it tomorrow. The devil doesn't want you to know that God has the final say. Oh yeah, it's a powerful one. I run the commentary tomorrow. So whatever you are going through, remember that God has the final say. There's a limit to the attack of the devil on your life. God can tell him, don't cross. He told them, he said, you can touch everything about Job, but don't touch his life. It means that God gave him a limit. Because I'm going to restore everything double portion after you are finished with your nonsense. So don't touch his life. If God didn't say that, Satan could have destroyed Job. Maybe kill him. So remember that the devil doesn't want you to know that whatever you are going through, God has the final say. So sometimes look at him and say, Satan, I don't belong to you. Whatever you are doing, I know that you have already lost this battle. Because God lost me and God has a final say. Stand to your feet and lift up your two hands.
For listening. I hope you enjoyed this message. For further inquiries, contact World Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra, or telephone +233-303-413-703 or +233-303-413-705. Email us on info@wpcministries.org or visit our website at www.wpcministries.org.